Buddy, 6:16 on a Tuesday at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey.
Electronic cigarette giant Juul Labs, Inc. is going to pay $40 million to North Carolina and take more action to prevent underage use and sales. This a landmark legal settlement announced yesterday. What happened is a North Carolina attorney general sued Juul, accusing it of unfair and deceptive practices that targeted young people for the nicotine vaping products. Nicotine, as you know, a very addictive chemical, and it's very harmful to a growing brain. Teen use of e-cigarettes skyrocketed more than 70% after Juul's launch in 2015. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration called it an epidemic. Well, locally, we have a group of people working to keep our kids protected and our communities smoke-free. Megan DuBois O'Connor is the director of Power Against Tobacco. The rules have been different for vaping products. Marketing to children is something regular cigarette companies can't get away with.
Luckily, with Big Tobacco, with the Master Settlement Agreement, they're no longer allowed to use cartoon characters and things like that. But with our new products coming out, including our vape products, they are. So we're finding a lot of celebrity endorsements. We're finding them in our sports arenas and things like that, doing a lot of marketing and advertising in those places. A lot of on TV, online, where our youth are. And we're finding that to be a large problem right now. And that's why we're trying to make sure we educate. And our reality check program is phenomenal with our junior high and high school students. And really educating our legislators to make sure we're able to put legislation into place to protect them.
Can you tell us about any parks or any communities where you were able to be successful with a tobacco-free outdoors program?
Oh, absolutely. Statewide, there's over 500 municipalities that have adopted some sort of tobacco control, smoke-free policy in their parks and playgrounds. I know we have worked with several inside of Westchester, Putnam, Orange, and Rockland counties. I know in Orange County alone, we have the city of Newburgh that had an incredible comprehensive policy that included not only tobacco and vape products, but included it in all of their pools. All their municipal grounds are smoke-free, all of their bus stations, all of their parks, their recreational spaces, and their parking lots. We kind of run the gamut with our policy. Sometimes you have a policy like that, and sometimes you have another policy that may be just an entryway from the municipally-owned buildings or just the playgrounds. And for all of this, we provide technical support, education to the community and to the legislators, as well as free signage. Great. So we try to take all of the work and the guesswork out of it and try to make it as easy as humanly possible for them to adopt a helpful smoke-free policy.
They're doing such great work. That's Megan DuBois O'Connor. She's the director of Power Against Tobacco, poweragainsttobacco.org. And you leave out the E in power because power stands for Putnam, Orange, Westchester, Rockland.
Oh, there you go.
Doing good stuff.